Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches. Today is actually also the 10th day of the month of Tevet, and the learning should be a segula, that we should have a year of less fast days and more simcha and more happiness and the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Shalchulei Rav Ava, where are we? We're on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Zayin, second line from the bottom. Shalchulei Rav Ava le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rav Ava says to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, listen to this question. Homo le Chaveiro, the guy says to his friend, Avdi Ganafta, you stole my Eved. What's my Eved doing in your Rishus? For who, Omer? And the other fellow says, Lo Ganafti, I didn't steal it, not at all. So the guy says, well, the Mativu Etzlecha, what's it doing by you? What's my Eved doing by you? So he answers back, what are you talking about? Ata Machartali, you sold it to me. You know why your Eved's in my possession? Because it's my Eved now. Ata Nasatali B'matana, you gave it to me as a present. That's what I'm doing with your Eved. I didn't steal it. You gave it to me. You sold it to me. Right? Look at the top Rashbam. Neman hu, v'neman hu b'tayna zeh. You believe with such a taina. You believed. Athal gaf, damrina b'cheskas habatim. Even though we had this already. Godros, ein lehem chazaka. Things that move, like animals, or avadim, don't have a chazaka. Why? Just because it's in my yard doesn't mean it's mine. Why? Because it walked here. It got on its two legs, right? As Rav Miller said, or Rav Miller used to say, the two legs are your Rolls Royce. He got on his Rolls Royce and walked over to my land. That's what it's doing in my possession. Not because I'm my vacation. Nevertheless, he believed. Why? Hani mi lila alter. That's true right away. 20 minutes later, what's it doing in my possession? It's a riot that it's mine? No, it could have walked. Avalacha gimel shanim, yeshlan chazaka. After 3 years for sure. After 3 years, for sure there's a chazaka. What's it ever doing in my possession for 3 years? It walked here. No, it's mine. Right? V'hu adin, v'hu v'hachinami, kigon, shuch zavol gimel shanim. It's 3 years. Listen to this. Oh, or, v'katan hamuta barisa. It's a baby. Right? How does baby get here? How does ever baby get here? It walked? No. What? But we had this already. Diyesh lo chazaka la'alter. Oh, be'evet shalo ra oso be'edim. Oh, or be'evet shalo ra oso be'edim zeh ha'ma'ar be'bezo shal zeh. There's edim that never saw the evet by you. So, for whatever reason, for one of these three reasons, you're believed. However, you say something very foolish. You say, you know why the evet's in my possession? Because it's mine. Either you gave it to me, you sold it to me, either one of these things. Then, Ritzoncha Hishava, if you want to swear, I'll let you swear. Vitol, and then if you swear, you can take it. Vinishba, the guy swears, he gets his Eved back. Eni yachal achzebo, and you can't retract. In other words, the halacha is as follows. You had no obligation to make that offer. When you said, you know why the Eved's in my possession? Because I bought it. You gave it to me as a present. Says the Rashbam, you're believed with that taina. Why? It's what's it doing in my possession. We don't assume people are going to love him. Now you went ahead and said, by the way, you know what? You want to swear? Swear it's really yours. What did you make that offer for? You didn't have to make that offer. It's a very foolish offer. You make the offer, the guy swears, even though the guy swears, he will get his Eved back. Okay?
Why do you believe?
What?
Why
do we believe him? It took a shavua.
Yeah, but we initially believe the guy is the same as his.
What?
The guy's full name on us to believe the evidence.
Right.
Then the guy takes a shavua, we say, fine, go to the guy who took the shavua. Why don't we assume he's lying?
Why don't we say, is the guy's going to lie with a shavua?
Well, someone's lying. Everyone, so we believe both of them?
Right.
Isn't the fact that he offered to the WIT initial strength in his claim that it's his evidence?
That's exactly the point. The machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos is, well, what if he didn't swear yet? He said, fine, I'll take that Shavua. I'll do it. That's right, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, we're going to go to Bezin. Then that night, he says, you know what, I'm going to make crazy. I retract. No, no, I'm not going to Shavuah. I'm keeping the Tevet. Then what will be the halacha? Is it also too late? That's the machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos. But so your question is, why are we believing him? We're believing him because he made an offer to let him take a Shavuah. He took the Shavuah. A Shavuah beat a non-Shavuah. Even though this is not a classic Shavuah, because the classic Shavuah is you swear and don't pay, but he made the offer. Make a very foolish offer like that, you're going to be stuck. No good? What? Right. That's, even though we normally have a rule like that, again, he made the offer. And Avodah Malai Karkos, you know, normally you don't swear about Avodah Malai Karkos, but he made the offer. That's exactly the response. That's exactly how we picked Devin. We didn't pick a pencil. Because a pencil, of course you can make a Shavuah on pencils. Here you never make a Shavuah. Even here you make a Shavuah. Right? Big Kiddush. Says the Gemara, my Kabash Malon. What's the Kiddush over here? We learned this already. It's old news. Tanina, we learned it already. Amalo, if someone says, Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, Neman alai Shloshel Roy Bakar, if someone says, I want to we have a Dittar, me and you. So let's have my father be one of the Dayanim. Right? You're not going to have a father to be a Dayan, father apostle to be a Dayan, apostle to be a name. But then you can say, well, your father will be Dayan, well, my father, your father, three Roy Bakar, three people don't know anything, we'll present the case to them, whatever they say. You want to do that? No, you can take that back. You know why? Because what kind of bezin is that? The chachamim omrim ain yachal achzibo. You can't take it back. The chacham is the majority opinion. That's how we hold. You can't take it back. Why? Ah, you said something ridiculous. You said something against the halacha. So what? When it comes to dina mominus, you can do whatever you want. You make any crazy bezin you want. Crazy people. And therefore, so it's old news that you can change the halacha when it comes to dina mominus. Hakamash Malan, no. The halacha is, Hakamash, the chiddush is, the be'etin lacha machlokes, the halacha gedivri chachamim. When can you say, I want to have a bezdin of people that apostle where I don't have to give anything? In other words, you claiming me, you're claiming something for me, or having a din Torah where I don't have to pull out of my pocket and give something back to you. Then we'll use an apostle dayin, or an improper dayin. But over here, well, I'm going to have to give my Eved back to you? Then I would never say this din. In other words, when do I say we could use a father or three people that are not really they on him to maintain the status quo? That will say we could use, but the etin lecha? Even I'm going to have to deliver something to you? Why? Because you said you'll make a Shavuah when you didn't have to say that? Even then? Says, oh yeah, even then. In other words, the case of the Shloshel Roy Bakar, the case of the father, is to maintain the status quo. I'm not giving anything out of my pocket. I'm not getting anything. Just the status quo is going to stay the same. I can use apostle aid, but over here, the status quo is not true. Why? Something's going to happen. What's going to happen? My Eved is going back to you. I could transfer an Eved to you. Then I would also say what? That even then I say I could change the halacha? Kamashman, even then I could change the halacha. By the way, look at the Rashbam, and that ends this discussion. Now we're going to have so many shaylos that the same people asked, just very shaylos through shas, although similar shaylos, similar ideas that we're going to have through shas. But before we go on, look at the second to last line, before the lines, in the skinniest lines, the skinny lines, where it says Shlosh Roy Bakar, right? What's Shlosh Roy Bakar? Who are they? She'en b'kiyin b'din. They don't know really. They're not the Bakiyah. They're not Dayanim. They're shepherds.
Cowboys,
right. The Roi Tzon lo nakat. But not if the Roi Tzon. Roi Bakar, yes. But not Roi Tzon. You know why? Mishum, the Rishayim ninu. Roi Tzon, the Mamash Rishayim. That you can't have. You want to have a father-in-law, father, so apostle aid, three Hedyotos. They're not evil people. Okay, they don't know. Back and forward. But you get. But not if the why mishum the stam roy behema daka gazlanin ninu. A stam roy behema daka is a goslin. You can't have a goslin to be a dayan. You want to have someone's father. That's not a problem. Not a goslin. Psulim l'chol din sheba olam. They're possible for everything. So the Maloy Rome asks that he doesn't answer it. So the Gemara's intention doesn't make a distinction like this. What kind of distinction is this? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, what's the difference? They're all good, no good, yes, good. Them, yeah, but they're not. There's no distinction like that. He says that the Gemara and Hedgen over there says, we're going to get to it soon, that that also, Yeah, it says the fact that you can have someone possible to be a dayan for you is whether they're a Rabbi Bakar, a Rabbi Tone, a father, a grandfather, makes no difference. So what's going on here? He has the refresh what I'm talking about. He leaves it at Sarachian. He's not arguing with the idea that that a goslin is different than a father. Right? Because the father's kosher for someone else. Just not for you. Goslin's not kosher for anybody. Right, right. But what do you do about a Roy Bucker? That's the problem.
It doesn't exist in
Right. What you're talking about. Okay. Okay, next. Shalach le Rav Ava le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha, gover min ha'avadim. The halacha is, you can collect from avadim. If I owe you money, if someone owes someone else money, Reuven owes Shimon money, and doesn't have money, doesn't have to pay. So you can collect from property, right? Collect from property, right? Can you also collect from avadim? Yes, you can. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't gover, no, you cannot. Why not? Why not? I can't collect from avadim. So look at the Rashbam. It's in the widest lines, where it's like, I don't know, like four or five lines down, where it says, Rav Nachman Amar ain govin. You cannot collect. Why? Dinihi. You see it? Dinihi. It's true. The Iskashal Karkos. That Avadim are compared to Karka. Karka, you can for sure. You can for sure collect. Karka, for sure you can collect. Right? If someone owes money they don't have, take the land away. What about Avadim? No. Why not? It's true that they're hukash to karka. Kidiktiv, v'smachaltem. Right? That it's a Yerusha. So if the karka is a Yerusha, avadim also Yerusha. Hani mili l'dvar ha'ksuvim ha'torah. That's only good for things that are written in the Torah. Kigon, for example, l'knosam b'kesef shar b'chazaka, that you could buy an eved the same way you could purchase a land. V'shaloli shaba alehen, you can't swear on them. V'she'ein lehem ona, there's no ona on avadim. Just like there's no ona on karka. Aval, inyan balchov, kimetalti dami. But when it comes to money, paying back debt, no. Avadim are just like metaltalin. The ain balchov, somech ela ala karkos, because the balchov only relies on karka. I don't think he's going to get pencils or potato chips. No, only karka. She'en yichol le'abed. That can't be lost. V'lo yosas min komen. It can't be moved. Aval avadim lo sam chadayte. Avadim, there's no smichas da'ath on an eved. Hilkach lo mishtadile. Therefore, it's not included. So he says two different things. First, he says, it's only things written in the Torah. Like ona and chazaka, things like that. Then he says, anyway, people don't have smichas da'ath on an eved. What if you do have smichas da'ath on an eved? You walk into the guy and says, you know, you owe me $1,000. Where's the $1,000? He says, I don't have. He says, you know what? I'll take that eved. Would that work? Right? No, but first he says that the only time we compare avodim to karka is things in the Torah. Now, paying back debts not in the Torah. Then he says, but anyway, there's no smichas da'ath by avodim. So which one is it? Just for those interest.
Is that an explanation?
The reason why it's not in the Torah is because people have no smichas da'ath?
The Torah, any place the Torah is explicit for the hekesh, we do it.
And any place not?
Any place not.
We don't do it.
The reason being that, so really the halacha is it shouldn't be the same, because people are only so much on getting paid back
in land.
But since there's a hekesh in the Torah, we limit that. We had a rabbi about that. Yeah. That talked about that also. We limit the hekesh only to what the Torah tells us.
Right. Okay. Next. This was hard. Shalach le Rav Ava le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha, the halacha is Shlishi Basheni Kosher. A Shlishi is allowed to give edus on a Sheni. What's that? Reuben and Shimon are brothers, right? Reuben has a son, that's a Sheni. Shimon has a son. Reuben has a grandson, Shimon has a grandson. Can one grandson give edus on the other, on the Sheni? In other words, Reuben's Shlishi giving edus on Shimon's Sheni. That's the question. Is that considered a karov? You're not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to give edus on karovim. It's right. That's for sure, right? So he says he asked him halacha shlishi basheni kosher. Now that doesn't mean that a grandson can give edus on a father, because I'm sorry. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. What?
It's on an uncle.
On an uncle, right? On an uncle. Right, exactly. So look at the Rashbam. He says it straight out. Lehaid b'krovo sheni. Keep going. Ben Chanoch, right, Reuben's son was Chanoch. So Chanoch's son, shekasha lehaid b'yemuel ben Shimon. Chanoch's son is going to testify on Shimon's son. I'm sorry. Yes, Chanoch's son, Reuben's grandson, is going to give edus on Shimon's son. It's a shlishi giving edus on a sheni.
They're cousins.
What? No, they're not cousins. There's uncle. Reuben's grandson giving edus on Shimon's son. Right? What is that? It's an uncle. It's a great uncle. No, it's an uncle. What? It's once removed, right. Dibno shel Chanoch, the son of Chanoch, we don't know what his name is, but his son of Ben Chanoch, is Shlishi LeRuven. He's a third generation from Reuven, Reuven's grandson. The Yemuel Ben Shimon, Chenihu. What?
It's the first cousin once removed.
The first cousin once removed.
Yeah.
And Yemuel Ben Shimon is a Sheni to Shimon. So a Shlishi is giving aid on a Sheni. That's Mutter. V'Reuven v'Shimon Rishonim. Reuven and Shimon are Rishonim. Avol Sheni b'Sheni Pussel. That's Pussel. First cousins can't give aid on each other. Kigon. Ben Reuven leBen Shimon. Right? Reuven's son and Shimon's son. They're first cousins. Kidanafkalam b'Sanhedrin. Milo Yemutsu Avos Albanim. It says, that's how you know that Adam can't be relatives. It says, Lo Yemutsu Avos Albanim. Fathers or sons can't put someone else to death. Can't be an aid to give someone Misa. Can't do that. Debanim lahadadi nami mifsali. Even right, even the next generation. Avos hainu ruvitz b'shimon, ubanim hainu chanoch v'yimuel. Avos shlishi b'sheni, but giving on your first cousin once removed, lo ashkechan depasel. That we don't find anywhere. That's pasel. Mishum t'ikel amad amar parak zeborer, but sanhedrin shlishi b'sheni pasel, lo achitzchon hachik kasher. There is a shita out there, a sanhedrin that says that's pasel. Kamashon, no, it's kasher. Okay? Rava Omar, Rava pipes up, af berishon, even a shlishi on a rishon, which is a great uncle. Right? Not your own rishon, the other one's.
Brother.
What? It's a great uncle, your grandfather's brother. That also is good, that also is mutter.
Shimon's grandson on Reuven,
exactly. Exactly. It's also mutter. Rava Omar, Apparition, apparition, right? Mar Barvashi, achshir ba'aba da'aba. Barvashi even mastered your own grandfather. You can give aid on your own grandfather. Oh, but let's look at Kamar Barvashi. You know, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Why don't we hold like that? So the Rashbam says, what? Harei banam harei kabanam. Says the Rashbam, where does he say it? Dibnei bonim ubnei bnei bonim ad elef doros lo yoidu la'avosam de ben yerech avivu. That goes on forever. 1,000 generations, it can't give aid on the same line. Reuven's grandson, great, all the way down forever, yeah?
We said that's Zerah. We said Zerah refers to grandchildren,
right?
Right. Only refers to
son. Right. So, yeah. Tosus argues. Tosus says that no, it doesn't go on forever. Only your grandson. That's it. After that, you're allowed to give edus. A great grandson, you can. A great grandfather, you can't. A grandfather, not. A great grandfather, absolutely, you could. Tosus says that. That's up called Doros. Puzzle. They nirulari. Given the ifla Dora kalkach. Nice. So far removed already. You mutter. You can. Fascinating. The question is, how do we paskin over here? So machlokas. The question is, do we paskin like Rafa? Like Bar Barvashi, the Gemara says black. We don't paskin like that. What about Rafa? Do we paskin like Rafa? Can you give edus on your great uncle? Could come up. Could you give edus on your great uncle? They want to be mechabed you at the wedding.
Right, can you be an aid?
Right? Comes up. What? Right. I wasn't allowed to be an aid at my stepbrother's wedding. Even though, I don't know if that's we'll call it like that? They wanted to be mechabed you, I wasn't allowed it. They didn't let. The Mosadic Christian didn't let. I don't know, like, it's about any... I don't know the halacha about that. Just, you know, when they whatever he says, you listen. But was that just being machmir, or was it really didn't like that? Like over here, yeah. Okay. Next, shalach le Rav Ava bar Rav Yosef bar Chama hayodel lo be'edus karka. Let's say you have edus about land. You know some edus, and then what happens is ad shelo nistima. But then before you have a chance to give edus, you become blind, pasul. You can no longer give the edus. When you knew about the edus, you obviously saw the land, you saw the dispute, a tragedy happened, now you can't give edus, now you're pasul to give edus. Right? Why is a blind person pasul to give edus? It's actually a machlokes. The Rashbam here says, because you just don't have the ability to give edus, how are you supposed to recall and give precisely where the boundaries are? How could you do that? The Gemara is going to say, if you could do it, then no problem. But the Yad Rama says, the reason why he thought out of a pasuk, it says, for who aid o roa o yada. You have to be able to see. So it's Zeres HaKasav. Even if you don't need to see, you saw it already. I didn't forget. It doesn't make a difference. It's a psul, like almost like a mum. It's like a psul in the edus, and you have to be able to see. The Gemara is going to say right now, Shmuel Amar, no, kosher. It's kosher. Why? Efshar de mechavim be mitzrana. It's possible that you could remember and recall the boundaries. Avol glima lo, but you can't testify about a shirt. So Rosheshes Amar filo glima not also. Efshar de mechavim midas archo midas rachpo. Why? You can't remember the length and the situation with the shirt. Why not? Avol naskolo, but not a what do you call it? A bar, a piece of metal. Why? Maybe you knew exactly. You remember exactly. You recall exactly what the weight was, what the measurement was. Why not? What? No. You'll be ripped apart on cross examination. But why not? No, right?
It's not an eyewitness.
Right. It's not an eyewitness. Right. In America, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a relative not being a testimony. There's no such thing as an improper witness. They have 50 convictions. They still get up there. They're like I said, they ripped apart on cross examination, right? So how many convictions do you have exactly? Right? That's what the first question they ask, right? Yeah. But what?
Now usually the side offering the witness
exactly.
Offering the information first.
But in criminal trials, like 90% of criminal trials in America, the witnesses have convictions because usually they're crimes among each other. Right, so they're all low life, so they all have convictions. It's the first question they always ask. You have a hearing; it's a constitutional issue. Is it right to bring up all these bad acts of these guys? But the judge let them in. Something they're going to let in. So the first question they always ask: what were we convicted for 2 years ago? That's the first question they ask. Right? It doesn't passel them. They can still get up there. Only in halacha, the guys are rishon. They cannot be adam at all or relatives. Anyway. We're going to reject this completely because it's not true. May say, wait a minute. If somebody knows testimony, before he became the guy's son-in-law, then he became his son-in-law. So when I saw the transaction, I saw the loan, I was not a relative. Now I became a son-in-law. Can I give edus now? The answer is not. No, you cannot. Why? You're a relative now. The transaction happened before we were related. Doesn't make a difference. Now you're related, you can't give edus. Or, another case, Pikeach, a guy was normal, and he saw Eidus, Veneskharish, and he became a Cheresh, which we assume is halachically invalid person to give testimony. Pites, or he had vision, Venistima, he became blind. Or Shafu, he was normal, Veneshtat, he became crazy. All these cases, puzzle. You can't give Eidus, puzzle. So what's Shmuel over here talking? Well, if he's able to give the testimony, it's still good. That's true. Aval hayodelo be'edus. What if he knew edus? Achol nasechasno. Before he was able to be a son-in-law, then v'nasechasno. Then he became a son-in-law. Then umesa bito. Then the daughter died, so he's not a son-in-law anymore. Why? He's not married to the guy's daughter, right? Or pikeach v'nischarish v'chaver v'chazar v'nispakeach. He was normal. He lost his hearing for a while. He became a cheresh for a while. Then he came back. Or pites finistema v'chazav v'niftach. He had vision. He temporarily got blind, and the vision came back. Or Shafui, he was normal. Vinishtati became crazy. V'chazer Vinishtafa. Then he became normal again. All these cases, kasher. That's all good testimony. Why? Zachlau. Here's the rule. All we care about, kol shetchilaso osofo b'paslus. All we care about is the beginning or the end can't be b'paslus. The middle, we don't couldn't care less. Kol shetchilaso osofo b'paslus poso. Tchilaso osofo b'kasherus kasher. Therefore, tiyufta is the cool tiyufta. That's a tiyufta to everybody. How can they all say, well, it's assured not, but it is yet, all of it's not true. Why? Because at the time he's giving the edus, he doesn't have any vision. That's a psul. Why is it a psul? We said it's a machlokas. It's still a psul.
So they didn't learn everything?
What?
Yeah, these rabbanim
didn't learn the sefer everything.
They didn't
know that. It's a mefarish mishnah? It's a brisa? Yeah, the Amoraim are not charged with knowing every brisa. They're only charged with knowing every Mishnah. It's an old rule, right?
It's a
yeah. Is that a rule?
That's not, it's usually
a Mishnah.
Most of the Kashas and Amoraim are from brisas,
right?
Most
not
of them. There's more brisas than Mishnayos.
Yeah.
My son's Rebbe told a rule to the boys. I thought it was interesting. He said whenever the Gemara asks a question with one nun, it's a Mishnah, like Tanan. If it's two nuns, it's not a Mishnah. Tanina, Masninin, all these other words.
Tanan is two nuns.
What?
Tanan is two nuns. Nun
what?
Sofis.
And that's a nun sofis. Okay.
Endinun,
right? Shalach Rav next. Okay, the next one's easy, and then the next one's extremely difficult. Shalach Rav Avin L'Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Another question. All these questions are asked. It's all the same person asking the questions. Homer Tina Ben Abanim Neman. If someone says my son among my child among the children, he's believed. What does that mean? Rav Yochanan Amar Einan. He's not believed. So we don't even know what those words mean. My come. What does that mean? Amar Baya Hachigam. Here's what it means. Hamar al tinok ben habanim. If someone says about his son, Yirshu kol nechasai, I want him to inherit. Nemanis believes Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka is going to say not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka is going to say that you are allowed to disinherit your other children as long as the one you're inheriting is a valid yorish. So you can't say I don't want my children to inherit, I want my third cousin to inherit. That you can't do. Why? Because your third cousin is not a valid Yorish. But his other sons. But if you say, I want Reuben to inherit, not Shimon Levi Yehuda, that's you're allowed to do. That's what he's doing over here. I want only Reuben to inherit. Reuben's a valid, he's a son. But Shimon Levi Yehuda also sons, but them I don't like. So therefore, that you're allowed to do, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. Rabbi Yochanan ain't no Neman Kirabonin. No, you're not allowed to do that, like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, you're not allowed to do that. But that's exactly what Gemara is going to say. It doesn't make any sense. Maskefla Rava. Hi Neman, the ain't no Neman? What does it mean, Neman, the ain't no Neman? Yorish velo Yorish Yivaya. It should have said, this one I'm inheriting, this one I'm disinheriting. That makes sense. El Amar Rava, different shot. Hachikamar. Which we had yesterday. Homer al Tinog ben Abonim Bukharhu. If someone says, that one's the Bukhar, Neman, he's believed. Kerb Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, we had yesterday. You're allowed to say that. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Nemen, you're not believed, Kirabanan, like the Rabbanan.
Is that in general, or that's when there's some...
So we said yesterday, we said yesterday, even if you go against the Muchsak, everybody thinks he's the Bukhar.
That's Rabbi Yehuda, he says.
Right. So same thing over here. Everybody thinks he's the Bukhar. The father pipes up, no, by the way, he's the Bukhar.
Eino Nemen has to be, only if it's against the Muchsak.
Right. Only if against the Muchsak, right. Everybody thinks he's the Bukhar. Right? He had the first bar mitzvah. Everybody knows. He's the Bukhar. I was at the Pidyon Aben, right? Everybody knows.
Response says it. Response.
Yeah. Right. Right? So, again, right. So, then the father's believed, even though it's against the Mosek, and the Rabbanah hold is not believed. Okay, this is a very hard. Next one's one more. Shama Chay Rav Ava Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Ha'omer, if someone says, Titol Ishti ka'achad min Abanim. If someone says, I want my... The halacha is that if someone has sons, the wife doesn't get a Yerusha. She gets a Ketuvah, but not a Yerusha. So someone makes it a condition. I want my wife to get like one of the kids. Right, I'm a very wealthy man. One of the kids, she'll be like one of my sons. So, no tell us, Ke'echem and Abanim. She doesn't inherit Taka. Why? Amar Rava. Rava says, two conditions. Ubenachasim shall achshav, only whatever is muchzak, she'll only take a portion of the muchzak things, not the roi things. However, ubebanim haban l'achar mikan. But let's say she's pregnant, so she's going to have more children. Let's say she's not pregnant. Let's say they're happily married, and he makes a statement like that. Then over the next 10 years, they have 4 more kids. She'll take one of the portions at the end of the day. On January 1st, 2010, he makes a statement. I want my wife to be like one of the sons. She only gets whatever assets are in the estate as of that date. He doesn't die for 30 more years. What happens 30 years later? How many boys are there? How many kids are there? Whatever number is when he dies. Could be a lot more. So the assets are from today, but so she loses on both ends. The assets are from today, and the kids, unless he loses his money. The assets are from today, and the kids are from when he dies. Okay? So, in theory, she loses on both ends, because we assume people's estates go up in value, not down. That's the natural assumption. Okay?
How is he allowed to do that?
What? Why is he allowed to do that? The big machlokas, why is he allowed to do that? So, Darshbam says we're talking about a shchimera. It's a huge machlokas for Shonim over here. How is he allowed to do that? Darshbam says we're talking about a shchimera. Others say, what was it again? What? Yes, it does. It does mevatel it. We assume...
So it's a
gift. It's a gift. Yes, it's a gift that's given in contemplation of death. It's bottle if the guy doesn't die. Yeah. Okay. This one's hard now. Here we go. Shalach le'rav Abba le'rav Abba. Listen to this. Hamotzi shtar chov al chaveiro. I pull out a document that you owe me money. Malva Omer, the Malva says, the lender says, lo nefrati klum. You never paid me back. You didn't pay me a penny. The Lova Omer, Lova says, no. Prati mechsa. I paid half. What would be the halacha? Molde b'miksas. What happens now? Chayav shvua. However, 2 edim walk in the door. The edim ma'idin sheparakulo. Edim say he paid the whole thing back. He says I only paid half. Edim walk in, he paid the whole thing back. What's the din? Now he can't change his. He can't change. Well, no, I really paid the whole thing back. He said he only paid half. So hareze shnishba, he has to swear. Not only does he have to swear, but v'gova mechza minechasim b'nei chorin. He will collect the half only from Mechasim B'nei Chorin. Not from Mishubadim. Normally, when there's a document that says you owe money, we allow you to collect from Mechasim Mishubadim. Not here. Here it's only from B'nei Chorin. Why? Because those people, the Gemara is going to say why. Avol Mishubadim lo. Damrinan Anana Edim Samchinan. Those innocent purchasers who bought the land could say, you know how we bought the land? We did a title search and we found this Edim who said it's been paid back. What's going on here? What's going on here? What kind of the Rashbam calls a kinunya? What kind of shenanigans are going on? Right? What's going on here? We didn't want to buy things that have liens. We did a search. We found these Edim. Yeah, that's been paid off. Don't worry about it. We're Edim. So that's why they bought it. Not fair. It's not fair not to throw them out. They had no notice. They had good notice the other way. It's very, very suspicious. Therefore, only from B'nai Chorin. Why only from B'nai Chorin? Because Lamaisa, the aid... Oh, sorry, you need Rishonim for this. What? That's what the Rashbam says that. That's why we don't believe the Edom at all. That's why we don't believe the Edom. Why? Because he's a better Edom. He himself is better Edom. He beats Edom. Yeah. Right. You're mischayev yourself, and you beat. But you beat the Edom. That's the key.
You don't
want
to swear, though. You have to pay the whole thing. Or
I don't know. I don't know. So the whole discussion over here, we have a din that you never swear when you never swear in the face of a shtar. You have a din like that? I'm sorry. What? What? No. We have a din af shekineged shtar gomer e efshar luton parati. Yeah, what's
saying?
Right. But the Edom are saying he paid the whole thing.
So it's Edom against the Chazon?
Right. So he says over here, therefore, what?
Once the Edom say it's paid, the Shtar doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly.
So where's the Raya that he owes money?
The Raya is his own admission.
Right.
And that's the Milval Peh. The Raya is his own admission. Once the Edom say the Shtar becomes non-existent, he comes in and says, "I owe money. You admit you owe money. You're gonna owe the money. Take a shavua." Right. The Rav has a whole pshat over here. So let's just do two more lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now listen to this. Vafil Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says, Meshiv Avei Dahavi, that case is on Baba Mitzi and Daf Dalet. Guy walks in, a shtar says, you owe me money. You owe me dollars. How many dollars? Doesn't say. So the guy who owes the dollars could have said, I owe you $2. The minimum is two. He did. He said three. Only three. Rabbi Akiva said, since you could have said two, and you said three, I feel Rabbi Akiva done a kemeshiv aveda havi. You're like a meshiv aveda. I'm doing a nice thing. I could have said two, but I'm really being a nice guy. I'm saying three. Hani mili hecha duleka edim. That's only true when there's edim. And then also the coin to Rabbi Akiva. The kicker is that you're putter to swear. If you say that, you're putter to swear. Right? I could have said two, but I was being a very nice guy. I said three. So Rekiva there says, you're putter to swear. Hani mili hecha deleke edim. That's when there's no edim. Avol hecha deike edim are tute irtis. You're afraid of the edim. What does it mean, you're afraid of the edim? You were afraid that the edim were going to be mechayev. You knew the edim were coming down the block. But you don't know what they're going to say. So you're afraid of them. So why did you give, what, right? That was saying over here? What? But he didn't know that. He was afraid that the Edom were going to support the Malva. Right? And they were going to say he didn't pay anything back. He was afraid of that. He was afraid they were going to say he didn't pay anything back. Right? Therefore, a mode of a mix is not like a Meshav Aveda. It's not like a Meshav, it sounds like that. I'm being such a nice guy. I'm being such a nice guy. I could have said I owe you two. I'm saying I owe you three. I could have said I owe you zero. I said I owe you half. What? But he saw Edom coming. He thought the Edom were going to side with the Malva. Right?
The Edom are relevant because you couldn't have claimed. You're not doing the guy a favor by admitting to half.
What?
There's a shtar that says you owe $100.
Right?
If I come and say, no, I owe you 50, I'm not doing the Malva a favor.
The Rishonim ask a similar question to you, which I think is the same question. They ask, wait a minute, why? What's the reason that a guy who's modib and mikzah has to swear? Because we have this presumption. No one's going to have the chutzpah. He does have the chutzpah. He's only afraid of the Edom. What's going on here? He does have the chutzpah. He would really, if not for the Edom, he would have denied the whole. He saw Edom walking up the courthouse steps. What's he supposed to do? So, oh my goodness, he found two Edom. He never in a million years thought the Edom would be the other way. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is difficult. Right? Running out of time. The whole thing is so difficult. Right? How do we explain this Gemara? So, that's it. Oh, Maskevla, one second. Maskevla Mar Baravashi. Wait a minute. Adler, just the opposite. I feel of Shir Ben Elazar. Even according to Shir Ben Elazar, who argues on Rabbi Akiva over there. Dhamma, who says, Modim Tataina. Have no, if you say only owe three, if you say how much dollars, how many dollars do you owe? So Rabbi Akiva said, if you say more than two, you don't have to swear. Why are you doing the guy a favor? Rabbi Shimon said, no, you also like a mode of a mikzah, and you have to pay, and you have to swear. Hani mili hecha deleka edim. That's when you don't have any edim. To come a sayale. You don't have any edim that are supporting you. Aval hecha deleka edim to come a sayale. But here you have edim that are supporting you. They're supporting you, at least regarding half. Vada meisha veda. You certainly be considered a meisha veda, and we stop right here. And we'll stop here because the next thing is a new topic.
You still have to pay back what you admit. You wouldn't have to
swear. You don't have to swear to it. You wouldn't have to swear to it, but you have to pay it. Like I said, I apologize. We're running out of time. We're not going to have to do it in one. This Gemara is very, very difficult. Because, like I said, first of all,
it's not an issue of faith here.
The problem is sin. It's a mission of Aden because you're going above and beyond the call of duty because the Aden patterned you already.
What came first?
No, but the Aden came second.
Right, because he didn't know that they were going to come and save him. He thought the other way.
But just explain why the Mama has the star.
What?
Well, why does the Mama have the star? Doesn't that trump everything?
Right. And more than that, now, like I said, we have a presumption. The reason why, because no one has the chutzpah. He does have the chutzpah here. It's only because of the phrase. He's Adam coming. I got to say something. So it's a very difficult Gemara here. All right, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll resume, and everyone have a very good day. And an easy fast, and a meaningful fast.